The Accokeek Foundation was founded to preserve the landscape along the Maryland shore of the Potomac River, the same view George Washington had more than 200 years ago. Laura Ford, the foundation's executive director, shares how this Prince George's County organization has been shifting and widening its focus in recent years.
Since the Accokeek Foundation's beginning in 1957, we've spent a lot of time talking about the European colonists at our National Colonial Farm. In recent years, we've been coming together more intentionally for an expanded dialogue about race and culture. Through our Land and River series, we're focused on ensuring that all the people who interacted on this landscape are represented. The series brings people together to address the complex relationships that have shaped our region and that continue to influence our interactions with one another and with the environment. We're discussing the legacy of these historical realities and how they inform contemporary issues. Many of us connect through place. In Piscataway Park, the Accokeek Foundation connects people on a landscape that tells the story of generations of change as the land has shaped people and people have shaped the land over time. This land was saved from development in the 1950s to preserve the view from George Washington's Mount Vernon across the Potomac River to the Maryland shore. Preserving the view also preserved the heart of the traditional homeland of the Piscataway people. It preserved a landscape that carries the stories of first European contact and colonization, and stories that take place against the backdrop of slavery, emancipation, Jim Crow, the Civil Rights Movement, and the American Indian Movement. As Piscataway Tribal member and Accokeek Foundation board member Chris Newman shared during one of our Land and River conversations, quote, "Without honesty, history can't really serve us. Solutions for the future lie in acknowledging the full scope of history," unquote. We have a responsibility to be brutally honest about the reality of our history. Shamika Berry, the Foundation's interpretive coordinator, puts it this way, quote, "Our ancestors survived the unimaginable. It is my responsibility to honor them and their voices by telling their stories," unquote. We know that the community has stories to tell about their experiences, stories that we need to hear and understand and learn from. At the Accokeek Foundation, we're working to lift up voices that often haven't been heard without, as our board chair Virginia Busby often says, quote, "speaking for others or over others," end quote. We recognize that these conversations we need to have about our history and our future are complex and challenging. We use the same guidance for the Land and River discussions that we use for students on our school tours. We encourage dialogue that's respectful and accountable, as well as compassionate and honest, to carry us to new places of understanding of one another and the world. As part of our core values, the Accokeek Foundation seeks to support transformational dialogue about historical and cultural realities that have resulted in marginalization. We commit to collaborating for social change, and to discussing ethics, privilege, power, and intention with our partners and with the public as we engage in this work together.
The Land and River conversations are supported in part by a grant from Maryland Humanities. Learn more at AccokeekFoundation.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. From Maryland Humanities, I'm Sarah Weissman.